So this is episode 37 of SIW Radio from SecurityInfoWatch.com, and this is our pre-ISC West show podcast. Today is Monday, March 30th, and tomorrow morning a lot of folks are heading out to Las Vegas, if they haven't already, to get to the ISC West trade show, where you can see more security technologies than you can shake a stick at. So in advance of that podcast, of that show, we caught up with Ed Nichols, the show manager for ISC West. We also caught up with Ray Bernard, a consultant who'll be out at the show, to ask Ray what he's looking for at the show. So Ed's going to talk a little bit about the overview of the show, what's happening, what's been changing with ISC, what they've got new going on, what you can expect in training. And then Ray's going to talk to you about how to approach the show, and it's from a technology standpoint, what to look for during the show. Enjoy.
Well, with us this morning, we have Ed Nichols from ISC West. He's the show manager for ISC West, ISC East, and ISC 365, and vice president over there at Reed Expo. And we're going to talk a little bit about what's coming up at ISC West. Ed, give us an overall sort of view of the timeline of the show, when it starts, what's coming up as we start to roll into the show.
Jeff, we'll follow the traditional format for the show again this year. And by that, I mean we'll open the education on Tuesday. That'll be a full slate of education, as well as the RIP Institute will be held on Tuesday. Wednesday morning, we'll open the show floor. Excited this year to have added to the show floor a new area, the Public Security and Safety Expo. This takes the previous urban security premise and polishes it up a bit. This is geared towards government security professionals and law enforcement. Urban, you may recall in the past, addressed primarily perimeter security, but what we've done now is partnered with the United States Airport and Seaport Police, as well as a hosting opportunity that we have with the IACP. I want to be clear there that while we're not partnering with them, we are hosting a symposia for them that will be held on Tuesday, but we'll also provide them access to this new area of the show floor. So the ISC West event, along with the Public Security and Safety Expo, opens on Wednesday. Wednesday afternoon at 3 o'clock, we'll have the SIA New Product Showcase Awards being conducted. Different place. Last year we were down in the main level. We'll bring those back to the lobby area just outside of the show entrance on the main show floor. Thursday morning, we'll have at 11 a.m. we're going to have a keynote opening for the Public Security and Safety Expo. We'll have Lieutenant General Ken Minahan, former head of the NSA. We'll be talking about the importance not only of government security, but cybersecurity and its effect on not only the government, but the need for private and the public sector to be working together. So we're really excited about to have an exciting show. Friday provides those attendees with one last opportunity to get to see the nearly 1,000 manufacturers that are still participating with us, and then everybody hops on planes and gets home, hopefully to get back in the office for Monday.
Yeah, and those of us with red eyes will enjoy those.
Right.
Now, with the besides the show floor, you guys have always had a very strong complement of educational sessions going on, usually that Wednesday through Friday, and I'm assuming that's the same this year, right?
It is, Jeff. We'll actually conduct the education Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, so it opens the day prior to the exhibit hall. And this provides those participants in the education that take the full slate of courses the opportunity to still get on the show floor on Friday. So we'll continue to run the 3 days of education. Excited about some changes that we made this year, and I would say that this year represents step one in a 2-year process to improve what we offer at ISC Education. I appreciate the compliment earlier about its relevance. And it has primarily been focused on product, replicating what we offer on the show floor. And I'll be very candid. It's unfortunately that model has provided some opportunities to miss the mark with potential attendees, in that It's hard to speak to everyone across the security channel on one topic. So we've restructured the education this year, gearing it towards job titles as opposed to simply products. So helping to group and lead or recommend attendees and potential conference attendees into what they should be taking and what's relevant for them. This is step one. Our goal is to move throughout 9 and into 10 with an expansion of education, which would include some standalone opportunities. So we joked earlier about expanding the ISCs. While we won't do that, we do acknowledge that both through our ISC 365 property as well as the opportunity to bring solely education to some pockets that are underserved currently by the ISC events, we'll be looking to do that again late 09 and into 2010. Also excited to have pulled together for the first time this year a full conference advisory board. While we've always had connections in the industry and been able to bounce potential topics off of folks, we formalized that process with the goal not only to ensure that we're offering the most relevant and the best education, but I feel that our unique opportunity at ISC is truly to be the aggregator of all of the best education in the security space. In my opinion, there's a number of competing standards, a number of competing groups, all of whom develop their own education. I don't think that there's a need for more unique content, but I think what the security industry is looking for is someone to pull all of it together and allow a potential attendee to be able to go to one place, have access to all of that education, as well as have access to the most complete slate of new products, which ISC West has always been the place to launch new products for the year. So we're excited about the education. We're certainly excited about what we're doing this year, and as excited about the changes that you'll see moving forward into 2010 on the education front.
And just for our listeners' sake, I'll run through some of the conference tracks listed for ISC West. There's a business development management sales track, an architecture design and engineering track, an end-user solutions track, a track for dealers, installers, and integrators, a security management track, the newly popular IT and IP convergence track, and, of course, a central station track as well. How has the IP Institute been going for you, Ed?
You know, Jeff, the IP Institute has done well. We've conducted that now. I would say this would be our fourth ISC West, and it's really geared. What we're offering there is a one-day quick course in acquainting the tech with the capabilities and the interaction of product on the IP network. Our plan, and we're certainly not alone in doing this, but our plan is to expand that into the level 2 and then ultimately to a level 3, as well as take the opportunities online. I mentioned earlier, and I know that Jeff, you're well aware yourself, that the rate of change relative to technology and capabilities on the security networks certainly is more rapid than the two events that we have throughout the year. So our intent is to use the 365 platform as well as expanding the offering at the ISC events relative to IP. But in short, the sessions continue, or the IP Institute continues to do well. If we hear anything, it's that the attendee is looking for more.
That's certainly something needed in our industry at this time. Well, you talked about a little bit about the just the changing technology, and I'm wondering if you've heard of any brand new security technology companies that are unveiling themselves to the industry this go around during ISC West.
Jeff, we've got just under 150 new companies at the show this year, which will make up about 17% of the show floor. So what I'd like to stress is, yes, there are some companies representing new technologies. What we're excited about is that despite the downturn in the economy, and that seems to be, while wholly acknowledged, nobody wants to talk about it. It's the case, and it affects us like everybody else. What I'm most excited about is the strength and loyalty to the ISC brand. And just returning to the show in the past year and a half, I can't take credit for it, but certainly It's been tested, as all of the products and marketing vehicles in the security space have in the past 6 to 8 months, and I'm excited to see that we haven't lost any of the primary, any of the main players in the security space, and that we continue to see new companies and new companies representing new technologies seeing the value and the importance of being at ISC, particularly ISC West, as it is viewed as the kickoff of the year for security.
Yeah, and it's probably safe to say there's very few other shows around the world that can compare where you can find this many different security technology vendors under one roof, and also get the bonus of having a little Vegas vacation on the side. So
absolutely, but I think, again, given the current climate and our president's feeling about Las Vegas, I want to keep in mind for everybody listening that it's all about work, and we've got plenty to do to keep you busy relative to security technology and products over the 3 days that you're in Las Vegas.
That's right. You can definitely validate it. This is work. So, well, Ed, thanks for coming on the program today.
You got it, Jeff. Appreciate you having me. Look forward to seeing everybody out in Las Vegas.
And, of course, for our listeners, you can get more info on ISC West at iscwest.com. That is going on. The trade show is April 1st through 3rd, and, of course, the training, as Ed noted, starts on the Tuesday before that Wednesday.
So we've got Ray Bernard of Ray Bernard Consulting Services with us today on the phone. And Ray, of course, is a contributing editor for Security Technology Executive and a general thought leader in the industry. We're, of course, all heading out to ISC West 2009 next week in Las Vegas, Nevada. The trade show floor is going to be open from April 1st through 3rd, and there's a lot else going on during this show. But we brought Ray on, wanted to ask Ray, what are some of the technologies that you're going to be watching out for at this trade show next week?
Well, for one thing, what I'm looking for are technologies that fall into a number of categories. For one thing, I'm looking for products that make it easier to manage security technology for small and medium-sized businesses. And I think we're going to be seeing some things from Axis and Sony and even Cisco regarding small and medium-sized business security products. As the economy is going the way that it is, people are working with fewer staff, a lot more people looking for jobs. Security issues escalate for a number of reasons, and the small and medium-sized businesses are benefiting from the current technology trends that we have because the product cycles are getting shorter, product is miniaturizing more. I mean, when you look at everything that an iPod does, you know, some years ago that would have been a batch of computers and we would have called it a system. And now it's just something you carry around in your pocket. So that miniaturization, the low power electronics, all those things favor technology deployments that are simpler and smaller. And so I think we're going to be seeing some good things about that. Also, on behalf of my clients, I'm looking for products that can help bridge over, this is with regard to video, from analog video to the IP world. Some companies that have had in the past rip and replace plans for just wholesale upgrading video are now having to change those plans. And so based on their immediate needs and focusing on specific risk mitigation based on changes in their company or changes in their physical plan or locations, now they don't want to keep investing in the older style of technology. They want to go with what's current. And so anything that can bridge you over, and there are a number of products that can do that, anything that can bridge you over to the IP world helps. There's one, in fact, I think there are several companies that have a product that we're using that lets you put four standard network cameras over the coax cable that you used for a single camera. And there are other things along this line that help you deploy IP technology using some of your existing infrastructure, and those are big cost savers. Another category of product is something that can help extend the life of existing systems. There are a lot of folks, for example, that have DVRs that are, aside from the hard drives aging in the DVRs, they still have the functionality there. Rather than throw those away, you can actually upgrade them to the retention and the kind of storage and so on you want. I know in transit we'll be demonstrating some of that kind of thing at the show. And so those are the particular things that we're interested in. And the other thing is that I wish I had thought of earlier myself, but this is one way to maximize the benefits from the educational sessions, because there are a number of really good educational sessions there at the show, is to approach the speaker ahead of time and tell him the kind of things that you're interested in and questions that you'd like him to ask of the attendees. So if you're interested in a particular kind of technology, or you want to talk to people who have actually deployed some of the more recent technology, then you can have the speaker ask on that, get a show of hands, make a note of who's got their hands up, and then engage in some really good networking after. So that's another way to take advantage of the show and help maximize the results you get for what time you get to spend.
Now, Ray, how much of your time do you keep free just so you could wander around a little bit and maybe stumble upon that neat new technology that you'd never seen before?
I try to keep most of my time free, and this is a change from shows in the past, because there's so many new things coming out. That's basically what I do. I minimize appointments and go, stop quickly at the booths where I know folks, but I try to look around and see something that, see the things I haven't seen before. I do have an educational session myself that I'm giving on, pardon me for this, I have to look it up. I think it's on the Thursday, on Security Operations Center design with Jack Smith from Proximex and James Conner from End-to-End Secure. And that is, in just a second, I can give you that date and time here.
That's definitely a topic that has really been growing lately, and the new technologies have really improved, overall operations views of what's going on in the security system, what's happening on the property, rather than being siloed systems.
Yep, there are definitely significant benefits with current technology relating to Security Operations Center design. A lot of companies are consolidating, having to do more with their SOCs. Other companies are faced with personnel cutbacks, so you want to employ technologies that allow a fewer number of officers to do more with what you have, to respond faster and so on. And so, this session that I'm talking about is called Best Practices in Designing Security Operations Centers, and that's from 11 a.m. to 12:30. It's a 90-minute session on Thursday, April the 2nd.
And one other place I should mention, if you want to catch up with Ray during the show, is that Ray Bernard will be one of the thought leader guests at a reception on March 31st from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. For Gallagher Security Management Systems. And this is a place where you can catch up with Ray, throw some thoughts off him and see what sticks, and maybe debate some ideas in security management. If you want, this is a registration required reception, and if you do want to go, simply go to www.cardax.com/ISCWest. That's cardax.com/ISCWest. And while you're there, make sure you check I Am a Guest of Ray Bernard to get access to that, to be able to talk with Ray before the show. Well, Ray, we're looking forward to the show, and we hope you stumble upon that neat technology and we can follow up after the show.
Sounds good to me. I think this is going to be an excellent show. I'm looking forward to it a lot more than the previous shows.
Again, ISC West this week, Las Vegas, Nevada, starting Tuesday, continuing Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, all the way up to 3 o'clock. So if you're not worn out by Friday at 3 o'clock, you hadn't been working hard enough in Vegas. We'll see you out there.